Welcome to Tea Time, the podcast. I am Cassie Marina, fondly known as the Branding Queen, and I am a digital branding strategist and coach helping businesses get online and thrive doing so. I am passionate about sharing my knowledge through content creation like this podcast, online trainings, and VIP intensive experiences. Think of this podcast as the place to get the latest advice, strategies, tips, news, and inspiration on building your brand online, using the tools available to us, but most importantly, through thought-provoking content to improve your mindset, to maximize on these tools, and to put context to day-to-day developments in the online world of business. With a little bit of tea, dishing facts and sass, because I really want you to thrive. Now let's dive in into today's episode. Hey guys, welcome back to another episode of Tea Time the Podcast, and you're listening to episode number 4, the story behind developing my 5-step framework and how you can too. So let's get into it. So how I created my 5-step framework. That's the thing. I didn't create the 5-step framework. I identified my 5-step framework. And that's the thing about a 5-step framework, is that it already exists. It's already something that you do in your business. Because when you are the expert in what you do, when you have been doing something as a profession for enough time, repeatedly, over and over, you already have a framework. You just need to identify it, because you must have a framework of how you execute that thing that you do. You've been doing it for months. You've been doing it for years, actually, right? But you probably never looked at it from a framework perspective. So, and that's so funny, because when you even look at your packages, and this is something that I just could never understand, when people can't give a minimum price for their product. You must know what goes into the day-to-day of creating whatever it is that you create. Whether you create events, whether you do photography, whether you do hair, you have a routine. What's the first, second, third, fourth, and fifth thing that you do? Or maybe you have 10 steps. You must know the material required. You must know how much that it costs. And if you're doing something long enough, you must know the minimum it's going to cost and the maximum it's going to cost. So let's say you need custom event decor. Is it going to cost $1 million? Unless you are putting on the VMAs, chances are you've never done decor that cost $1 million, right? So even anything that you do has a cap. I had to rant on that just for a minute, because this drives home the point of what I don't understand. And this drives home the point of a 5-step framework or a 10-step framework or a 3-step framework, whatever, right? Your X step framework, insert your number there, right? You must have a minimum. So whenever people always, especially on social media, oh, well, we need to discuss. Of course, we need to discuss. Anything custom needs a discussion. But what's the minimum is it going to cost me to build this house? What's the minimum it's going to cost me to build this custom bed or these cupboards? Like, what is the minimum? Everything has a minimum. You give people a ballpark figure based on past projects. And you can always say, well, normally the least some cupboards are going to cost are X. The most you might end up paying according to the size, and you put in those little disclaimers of like, well, depending on, but for me to give you a quote or a specific price. We're going to have to meet. I'm going to need to measure. We're going to need to determine the equipment that we're going to use. Well, not equipment, but the materials. And that's how we're going to determine. And this is where, like, I feel like a lot of people just really aren't organized, and it's mindset shift, because your business will run if more efficiently, and you will also attract more clientele when you have streamlined your offerings and you have streamlined these steps. Like, people like to see that you're a couple steps ahead of them, right? But again, people are so used to having to go through hoops to get certain things done that they just come and they call and they get a quote. But it's such a waste of time. It's a waste of your customer's time. It's a waste of your time. When you could just create ballpark figures for people to easily digest and know, okay, just by going on your website or your social media, they have an idea that, hey, something of this size will cost this amount starting. Something medium range is going to cost this price starting. So people can ascertain how much they need to budget. Everybody who comes to you for a quote isn't ready to buy right away. And I wish people will understand that. So now that that is out of the way, if you are the expert, you must know how much something is going to cost. And it's okay to say that X starts at. Now, moving away from price and back to the framework, you must know these steps. And when you know these steps, it's easy to articulate that in your daily content so people know what to expect. You're able to educate your customer, because in a lot of professions, it removes a lot of anxiety, and not just anxiety, but it positions you as the expert. It positions you as the go-to, and it also positions you to become that, to inject that know, like, and trust factor. And we all know what happens when you build know, like, and trust factor. People convert easier or faster, right? So it only benefits you, the business, and your overall brand when you have your shit together. Like, you just build a know, like, and trust factor. When people trust you, it just becomes so much easier for people to flock to you and you to attract people to your brand and your business, because you are seen as the authority in your industry. So that's building a brand 101, right? And when you have, and that's like the benefit of a, you know, three-step framework or a four-step framework, because it also adds to your marketing and it adds to your credibility. People want to go to people who seem to know what the hell they're talking about, right? And when you put in your marketing message in, hey, here's my proven five-step framework, versus the other person who's like, oh, well, we will have to meet first and I have to figure out, I'm not sure, you know, and like, nobody has time for that shit. Nobody has time for that shit. I know I don't. I want to go to the person who has it together. And having it together and having your brand together isn't just about the visuals. The messaging has to match as well. So you could have polished branding, but when I pick up the phone or I go on your website and your social media, like, you're making me work too hard. I'm going to go to the next person who seems to be ready. They have their framework. I have an idea of how much this thing is going to cost. They have their form. They have a clear process and a system, and you know, I might submit this form and you call me within 24 to 48 hours and we're going bim, bam, boom. And it's like clockwork. Anyway, so how I, you know, discovered my five-step framework. So sometimes in business, no matter how long we're in business, we still struggle to articulate what exactly do we do. And according to this scenario and the situation and what people are looking for, I would sometimes say, oh, I'm a, you know, online business educator, or I'm a brand educator, I create courses, or I'm a Squarespace educator, or I'm not a brand strategist, I do branding, or I do web design. And I always felt like when I gravitated and I had to choose between one or the other to simplify what I do, I was doing myself an injustice. Because when you think of web design, you think of this techie person who deals with code all day and isn't very like business savvy. And when I say they're not business savvy, you just think of somebody who's behind a screen all day, even though I am. But there's just a certain brand image of a web designer, right? Then when you think of a brand designer, you think something else. You think of somebody who just deals with visuals. But really and truly, what I do is more than just a website. And what I do is more than just create pretty graphics. Like, just clinging to either or didn't honor everything I do with people. And it's only when people work with me, they realize, oh, wow, I got so much more than I expected. Right? And then sometimes people don't even value it because they just knew, well, I came for these pretty visuals and now I'm going to bounce. And then what that did is it left me feeling unfulfilled, because then they just perceive you as a graphic designer, not as an expert when it comes to branding. And they didn't really see that I'm a brand strategist. So they just got their logo and they go their way. But when I started positioning myself as creative art director, an art director, and brand strategist who lays out the strategy from start to finish, that I am actually a strategist and I coach clients along the way, because these are all things that people didn't see until you work with me, all these individual things that was really part of what I offer and who I am as a person and a brand. And it's a complete system. So out of frustration, I was having a conversation with a friend and I was like, you know, I was helping her out with her systems things. And she was like, oh my goodness, Cassia, you are not the branding queen. You're the systems queen. And I love that she said that, but I also had to correct her, because again, we're only honoring one aspect of what I do. And I was like, you get it. You're seeing where people aren't seeing the whole picture. So that's why when people ask me or they come to me for a website, I would have resentment for that, or they'll come looking for a logo and I have resentment for that, because they're just looking at things in isolation. So my immediate response when that friend said, oh my goodness, you're the systems queen, like, that was also kind of inaccurate, because a systems strategist doesn't quite do what I do, and I don't quite do what a systems strategist does. I'm more of really a complete online business strategist, but from a branding background. So these were my words. I was like, that's exactly it. I wouldn't even just say I'm a systems queen. Like, when you work with me to get your business online, the intangible thing that you grasp is the website. But everything that we do together, it's part of a complete system. And she's like, yes, you need to put that in your messaging. You need to say something along the lines of this, 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 this. And hello, hello. This is a quick break in the show for two quick PSAs. And the first one is that I am currently accepting new clients for agency services, which is done for you services, where we execute your branding and website and all of that good stuff. And I'm currently accepting clients for VIP Intensive, which is an application-based experience. So you have to apply, right? Well, all of my services you have to apply, but this one is very specific, very strict application only. So if you want to apply for a VIP intensive and you want to know more about it, just head on over to casamarina.me/VIP-day. So I will make sure and link that in the show notes. And the second PSA is that if you are enjoying this episode, of course, please go and leave a review on your podcast app. I will greatly appreciate it. That sparked something in me, and I just grabbed a piece of paper and was like, okay, if I had to draw this out as an infographic to illustrate a complete system, one, what would I call it? Because I wanted to honor my branding background. And that's when I was like, okay, I'm going to call this the complete brand system. What's the first step? Brand discovery, your identity. We can't build a brand if you don't know who you are, what you are, who you serve, etc., etc. Like, we have to discover and identify that before we could craft it. When you craft it, you need something that people can see, and you have to create that tangible visual brand. So the second step is the actual visual branding. The third part is creating the actual business systems, right? The things that go under the hood. So we don't even get to website yet. And the things under the hood is the processes, the systems, the packaging. And packaging, I don't mean physical packaging, but how you package up your products and services. So a lot of the things that I realized that clients struggled with when they had to give me the copy for their website, and copy meaning the information, the text, is that on their services page, they would just have this long laundry list menu of things that they can do. But what are your signature packages? You must have packages. And then you have like your a la carte. A la carte is like other things that people can add on, right? So people didn't have like a structured way to package up their main offerings, because every business has their thing that people need the most, right? So that's what I mean by packages, and like, what's the system to convert them? What's your funnel, etc., etc.? You have to know your process, your funnel, in order to put that together for online. How do people find you? Are they going to come to you? What's the next step? Like, what is your funnel? Every business has a funnel, whether you realize it or not, right? That's from discovery to discovering your business to becoming a customer. That journey, that customer journey from start to conversion, like the sale, that's a funnel. And you want to be intentional about this funnel. So that's where your system comes in. And when you identify that system, then you are able to identify the tools that you need to aid you with that, the staff that you may need, right? So when you're now starting out, you may not have staff, but you may employ tools. So examples of tools is MailChimp. The system is email marketing, right? So we have to differentiate the difference between a tool and a system. The system is, I'm going to use email marketing, but the tool that you choose could be MailChimp, ConvertKit, etc. Social media is a system of marketing. So if you decide I'm going to use social media, the tool is the actual platform. Are you going to be on Instagram? Are you going to be on LinkedIn? So that's an example, right? So you have to figure out what are your systems and your funnel and your process flow. And then, you know, your payments and all of that. All of that is fall under like tools, systems, etc. And then the fifth part is the website, like launching, right? So that's when I realized, okay, these are all the things that go into what I do and how I help clients, right? Me coordinating brand photo shoots that's part of the visual branding, right? That's going to help position how you want to be perceived in the marketplace. And when I sat back and I looked at that sketch, I kept that sketch even to this day, because for me, that's like one of those things that goes into my brand story. And when I look at that, I just felt so proud. I was like, oh my God, this is it. And if you listen to my past episodes where I talk about, you know, discovering the VIP intensive business model, I would have invested in master classes teaching you how to do intensives. And one of the things that they outlined is having a framework. People will view you as the expert when you have a signature framework. And that also acted as confirmation that I'm on the right track, because it's like, hey, I just outlined my framework a couple weeks ago, and now you're here telling me I need to have a framework. So all of these things in 2020 just kind of started, everything just started coming together. Like each piece of the puzzle just continued to be rolled out to me. So, and I would put the puzzle together and it's like, oh, I'm missing a piece. But as I continue to take action, the other piece revealed itself. And that's why you would hear a lot that clarity comes from action, because as you take a step, you discover the other piece. And then as you take another step, and it builds and it builds and builds until one day you look back and you see every experience coming together to create this beautiful masterpiece. And it just starts to like build out from there. And the masterpiece just gets bigger and bigger and just reveals different things, right? So how do you create your five-step framework? In recap, is that review your process. Like what, if you just take a piece of paper like I did and draw it out, sketch it out. Okay, one, right? I just created like boxes, and then I connected it like an infographic. And then after each box, I would write, okay, brand discovery, then an arrow, and then the other box. And I saw like a really nice like infographic there. And yeah, you just start and you sketch out all of these steps. And then you could move it around by, you know, like put in numbers by each, and you might realize, oh wait, no, this comes before this. And then you realize, okay, I have a four-step framework. And this is my signature four-step framework. So it's honestly really easy once you're the expert, of course, and you've been doing something in a particular way over and over and over again. So like for a hairdresser, what's your framework to healthy hair? First, I do this. Second, I do this. And you just break it down, right? And then that also helps you to realize also like, what are you best at? How do you best serve your customers? The way you best serve your clients and your customers are wrapped up in your signature framework. Or should I say your signature framework is wrapped up in the way you best serve your clients. Like, what do people say about you the most? Right? So that is how I came up with my, well, not even came up, as I said, that is how I discovered my five-step framework. It was through a rant. So what is something that you rant about with yourself that frustrates you? Because sometimes the answer is in the rant. Sometimes the answer is in the misconception. So if you constantly find that there's a misconception about your business or your brand or what you do, what is the answer to that? So it's like, for example, people always think I do X, but what I really do is Y. And that is essentially the question that made me realize my signature framework. I was like, people think I do X, but what I really do is this, this, and this. And how would I describe this entire thing? It's my five-step framework to launching your brand online. because I am helping you with your branding. I am helping you come up with a plan of action. We work through your pricing, work through your packages. We create a plan. We come very clear on the messaging that you want people to understand, which is also going to translate into helping you get clear on your content. And all of this comes together to really help pull all of the pieces of an online business together. And that was something I always found when I really listened that people needed, that online business overwhelms them and they need to figure out all of the moving parts and pieces to helping them launch successfully. And for me, that's easy. But for you, the person who this isn't your area of expertise, it's very overwhelming. And that's the thing. What comes easy to you, you take it for granted because it comes easy to you. But usually that's where the magic is. So what is it that people seem most overwhelmed by? That is where the magic is for your business, your brand, your packages. And speak to that. Package up your business to that. And that is how you're going to find your sweet spot. So I challenge you today, your homework is to go and identify your signature framework. And when you're done, give it a name for fun. And then go and talk to somebody, talk to a friend, but not really a friend, someone you feel comfortable talking to, but you know, who's probably an ideal customer, or go talk to a past client that you have a really good relationship to and tell them about it and ask them if it makes sense to them, right? Because you also want to research that this makes sense to others. But the main homework is get a piece of paper right now, get a pen or a pencil, and just start playing around with different pieces of your framework. And then you could organize it into first, second, and third. And that's how you're going to discover your own signature framework that you can package up and use to position yourself as the expert in what you do. All right, so let me know if this was helpful. And as usual, make sure to leave a review. I would so deeply appreciate it.